You're listening to the Saturday Morning Hangover Club.
Righty ho, mofo, let's go.
On Tequila Radio.
About Floor of Foods, but I think actually I've changed my mind because there's a thing going on the internet this week. It's quite big on the atrium. It's called Glamorgan Atrium Memes, and basically it features lots of different these pictures they get on this line, this website, memegenerator.com. Yeah, memegenerator.net. Sorry, and they have lots of different lines where you can fill in your own sort of captions. So there's some quite funny ones, really. There's like it's all stuff about, it's all jokely stuff about oh sorry, I just did my own. Some jokely stuff about the atrium. So it's like lifts, why do you know close when I mash button? That's from Benjamin Stell. Well done, Ben. It's like beware of study in the capital of Wales, get laughed at because of your Welsh accent. this one with Chris Kamara here. It says Glamorgan? It's unbelievable, Jeff. And there's another one from our Benjamin Estelle. You go to Uick and it's just got Charles and the Queen laughing. So it's that sort of thing about, it's all stuff about her thing. I came up with a few, but I haven't actually posted any of them yet. Mainly about, I'm a technology professor, but I have no idea how to use this PowerPoint, how to use this projector screen, which does seem to be true of every single lecturer in this place.
The Saturday Morning Hangover Club. Spewing up your guts in the toilet has never been so much fun.
It's now 5 to 11. Whoa, where's the time gone? So now it's time for our random piece of useless knowledge of the week. That's a lot of things to say.
Want some random pieces of knowledge? Random pieces of useless knowledge of the week.
So this week I have a snail can survive without sustenance for 3 years. Never believe that, but apparently that's true. Also, I've got a couple of more for you. The typical person from America or Canada consumes approximately 12 pounds of cereal a year. 12 pounds! That's quite cheap for cereal, isn't it? It's like 2 pound box. I mean, how can you get... If you only have 12 pounds, that's like 6 weeks worth of cereal. It's not bad, actually. And 1 in 3 American people flush their toilet prior to getting up. Now, to me, that seems a bit weird. Why would you do it when you're sitting down? You might get some splashback ability there. You don't want splashback by any stretch of the imagination. You do not want that on yourself. So, please, people, don't do like 1 in 3 Americans do. Just stand up, then flush.
It's 11 o'clock, and now it's time for the envelope of news.
No, that's not Ben Estelle just reappearing. That is actually just a jingle. And this week on the envelope of news, let's start with a big story, shall we? Up the creche with a paddle. Don't know what that means. Toddler's new star table tennis at 18 months. You might have seen this. I think there's a big YouTube video about it. There's an 18-month toddler who's getting a reputation for making a racket, as they say, as the world's youngest table tennis sensation. Wow! You can do table tennis, that man, or that kid. Tots father, Kevin Bundle, 45, quite old for a father, actually, said Jamie seemed to pick it up naturally after he started playing with a table tennis ball, and it wasn't long before he was hitting it with a bat. Now he carries a bat everywhere he goes. There's a swing ball between the living room and dining room at home, so he hits it every time he passes. Sounds like he's got table tennis Tourette's. I don't know if that's a good thing or an illness. Postman hid thousands of letters in a unit for 2 years. Apparently, Postman hid thousands of letters because he was struggling to keep up with deliveries. Michael Harris, 48, even had to rent a storage container to keep 2,454 items he failed to deliver. That's a lot of items, I think you'll agree. Postman, 30 years, was caught out when he fell behind on his rent at Big Yellow Storage, and staff opened his unit to find boxes and a suitcase full of Frank mail. Harris from Bristol was sacked in February 2010 for gross misconduct after locking his mail in his car over Christmas. So what has he got charged with? He's got charged with handing a 12-month community order, 100 hours of unpaid work, and ordered to pay £250 compensation. I'm thinking there should be more there. If you're keeping letters for 2 years and it's only worth £250, that's ridiculous. A family of late artist Sun Tinamu are suing a hotel after being insulted to find his landscapes on display in the toilets. They want £100,000 in damages from the Beijing International Hotel. What's wrong with a bit of toilet art? It just makes it more interesting while you sprinkle. That's what you want, don't you? You want something to say, to take your mind off things. It's fine, toilet art is good. I'd be quite glad if my art was in the toilet. I mean, I'm not talking about like that dodgy graffiti you get in every toilet around here, but I'm actually talking about, you know, proper artwork. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, lots of people will see it if it's in a loo. In fact, this has given me an idea. Why don't we have radio in toilets? Every public toilet in the land will have radio in it, and it'll be me in it. This is how I should make my millions. Toilet radio. This is a brilliant idea, and it shall happen.
More innuendos than a carry-on film. The Saturday Morning Hangover Club on Tequila Radio.
Now it's time we're going to do some top fives now. This is something I've been doing on my show, but obviously I haven't got a show anymore. Apart from, I have to share it with Ben, so I'm trying to shoehorn in some of my stuff. This week's top five is all revolving around Valentine's Day, which is on Tuesday. Sorry to annoy you if you're not with someone. I'm not with someone, so I'm annoying myself doing this. Why am I doing this then? So the top five worst Valentine's presents for your wife / girlfriend. They can't be both at the same time, just as every time. Unless you've got a wife and a girlfriend, in which case that could get confusing. So number five, an elephant. Number four, a lifetime subscription to Playboy, unless she's bisexual. Number three, an empty box of chocolates. Number two, a mop. And number one, a divorce. Not recommended. Now you can't technically divorce your girlfriend, but you can still break up with her. Just like a divorce, but without the paperwork. Top five worst Valentine's presents for your husband / boyfriend. Again, can't be both. Number five, a pet rabbit. Too much cleaning, too much poo. Number four, a lifetime subscription to Heat magazine. Don't want that. This is something to do with Sunday Night Heat. It used to be a WWE thing. Number three, unwashed dishes. Number two, a commitment to year celibacy. And number one, pregnancy. top five ways to forget about Valentine's Day for anyone who doesn't like it at all, like myself. Number four, I don't like it. It's just come on, so loud as well. Anyway, enough about my problem. Top five ways to forget about Valentine's Day. Number five, distract yourself silly with 24-hour ping pong, 24-hour ping pong marathon. You know, you get that 18-year-old to do some, not 18-year-old, 18-month bowl, do some ping pong with you. That will distract you completely. It'd be amazing. Number four, burn down Clinton cards. Grab your it's just a big to sell cards at the end of the day anyway. Number three, swim through it. Always a good idea for forgetting it. Number two, follow the old 10-month calendar that didn't include January or February. And number one, declare war. Because nothing distracts people like a good old-fashioned war. I don't condone war in any way, shape or form. And that was top five. And amazingly, the music just ended as I finished. As if I planned that.
You're listening to Saturday Morning Hangover Club on Tequila Radio.
Score!
I should be trying to play the £1 million drop at home, but I'm actually rubbish at it. Like, it was on yesterday, and that was a question that really got me annoyed, because it's based on a different... Chris Moyles and Andy Peters was on it, and the last question they had was one from... which was a thing that Danny Baker does about his sausage sandwich game. And apparently YouGov have done a survey on who prefers what sauce on their sausage sandwich. And the winner is apparently brown sauce. But I disagree. I reckon they fixed it so Chris Moyles could win. I reckon it is actually tomato sauce. Because what kind of individual would prioritise brown sauce over tomato sauce?
Broadcasting live from the Atrium campus in Cardiff.
You're listening to the Saturday Morning Hangover Club on Tequila Radio.
Right, now it's time for my rant. And this week, this could be my last rant, so I must make the most of it, depending on how things turn out after reading week. Anyway, this week I was going to rant about website changes, if I can pronounce that. You see, the problem is that these websites... they're going to change their layout, and they don't need to. They're going to find out they weren't, and they think, we've got to change now. We've got to keep up with the times. It's 2010. But that's fine, it's enough, it works. It looks all right, just leave it. The BBC recently changed their sport website to make it look like custard and grey. Who wants to look like custard and grey? No one. And then Twitter goes and changed, so it's some sort of like mobile phone thing. Like, ooh, it's got a little box at the side. How do I get the listing up? Oh my goodness, it changed everything. It's got all confusing. It's like when Facebook adds all that funny timeline thing that's really good if you want to stalk people. But anyway, the point is, unnecessary website changes. Yes, certain websites should be changed. Hit this one. But the point is, other websites can stay the same. They don't need to change. You don't need to change everything. Changes, I'm not going to say change is not good, because sometimes it is. But change is not necessarily needed all the time. We have to say, right, this is an appropriate change. Should be changing. But yes, we'll change it if it's appropriate. But we're going to change it anyway. What the hell is this? We're not going to change something just for the sake of changing it. Distort because I was quite loud then. Oh no. Never mind.
You're listening to the Saturday Morning Hangover Club. Only on Tequila Radio.
I had a text here from Tony. He says, "Hi, my name is Tony and I was listening to your excellent show earlier whilst driving into town. I heard your information broadcast about a bead group, a BEAD group, but..." Oh, hang on, I've got to wait for it to load now. "But couldn't write down the number. If at all possible, could you please text me the contact details, as my wife would be very interested in attending. Regards, Tony." Now, I'm a bit confused what you're talking about, Tony. So if you are still listening, please do text me back and try and clarify. Interesting thing he said there. He was in his car when he listened. I didn't know you could do that. Maybe someone's got internet radio in the car. Woo! The modern technology is amazing. I think it's great. So right now it's time for, I think Ben Estelle came up with, the confession. And it seems just to be an excuse for me to do the confession, him not to do anything. But anyway, I have a confession this week, and my confession is I have been in the atrium. I've come here to the atrium for the last consecutive 30 days. Now, I know you're thinking, what? Why? Even on Sundays? Really? Why are you coming to uni every day? Well, the point is, the thing is, I haven't got internet. That's pretty much why I'm here. At my place, I just don't have anything. I've got a telly now, but I haven't got internet, which is why I come here to use the internet, because it's free and cheap instead of paying whatever a month. Although I think I'm getting internet now, just because it's going to be awkward in the summer when it's only open till 5. So that was my confession this week. Also, I've become a bit of a running joke downstairs because I'm in every day. And the security guard's going, what time do you call this when I come in at like 20 past 9? Because I used to be really prompt all the time.
Visit the Tequila Radio page on Facebook. If you don't, we'll be upset.
Anyway, it's time for this day in the future. Yeah. And this day in 2014, Harry Redknapp's dog becomes the new manager of England. Meanwhile, Fabio Capello starts his own ice cream business. In 2015, Valentine's Day is named Viva Vendetta Day due to the protesters wearing those masks. In 2016, The Cat Who Invaded Anfield goes on to win a BAFTA for Best Screenplay. In 2017, the Grammys are renamed the Grannies after Madonna is nominated 5 times. In 2018, Ryan Giggs finally retires from football and then comes out of retirement a year later. And in 2013, next year, the Third Year's Radio Project is so good that they end up dominating the world of radio and everyone lives happily ever after, and no one's going to argue with that. As you might have heard, Exposure Radio is now over, so we don't have to plug it anymore! Yay! All tequila from now to the end of the term. That was really loud. I think we're definitely going to go for the jazz thing, though. I do think we're going to come to... This is quite jazzy, really. Yeah! Hit it, Walton. This has been Richard Carey, and this is the Saturday Morning Hangover Club on Tequila Radio. Until next time you meet me, unless I just come back in about half an hour, let's have some epic jazz, shall we? ¶¶